Hello, sex fans. Welcome back. Today is Monday, April 21st, 2008, and you have the good fortune to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, that international sensation, the savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That would be me. We return to our usual question and answer format this week, but I hope you guys had an opportunity to listen to the swell interview I did in two parts with that 10-year veteran of gay porn, Robert Black. They are podcast 58 and 59. Be sure to check them out. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. You will find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the Video On Demand tab. You'll be hearing a lot more about this great resource later on in the show, so listen up. In the meantime, all you really got to know is that you'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and thoughtfully informative videos right there in the comfort of your own home. How sweet is that? I have a whopper of a show for you today, but before we begin, I'd like to remind you of the toll-free, lickety-split, sex advice, podcast, voicemail, hotline at 866-422-5680. Again, 866-422-5680. As you all know by this time, this is a no-pressure voicemail kind of setup. No human will answer your call, least of all me. So don't be shy. I'd love to hear your voice. And I think our audience would like that too. So why not give us a shout? Okay, on with the show. Let's start off today with some comic relief. This just came in.
Hey, cum guzzler. And before I come, I'll squeeze your nose, and you're going to take it all. I want a good cocksucker that sucks the cum right out of the cock. You're going to drink the cum.
How you do go on, sir. Dr. Dick loves himself some dirty talk. I know, maybe I should sponsor a dirty talk contest. We could put that voicemail hotline to some really good use. Let me put some thought into that. That could be way fun, don't you think? Okay, moving right along. Our first correspondent today is Marcos. He's 28 and he writes from New York. He says, I may have premature ejaculation, meaning after I am excited, I can't hold it in, ejaculation in parentheses, for more than a couple of minutes, which worries me regarding the pleasure I can provide. Suggestions other than the eventual doctor visit? The curious thing about premature ejaculation is that what constitutes premature, in quotes, is pretty subjective. Some men report that they can only last a minute or two. Others say they can only last 15 minutes or so. But all consider themselves as premature ejaculators. I'm not trying to suggest that PE is a figment of one's imagination. On the contrary, any guy who isn't satisfied with the control he has or does not have over his ejaculation may fall into this general category. In the same way, lasting longer, whatever longer might mean to any particular person, is a relatively easy thing to accomplish. All you got to do is work at prolonging the pleasure. Let's start with how you jack off, Marcos. If I had to guess, these sessions are speedy little affairs, right? A quick wank just to relieve sexual tension is a good thing, but if that's all the self-pleasuring that you do, it will, in time, interfere with your partnered pleasure later. Look at it this way. If your body is sensitized to coming quickly while jerking off just to relieve tension, then that's how it'll respond later when you're with a partner. I suggest that you reevaluate your self-pleasuring activity. Most, if not all, of your masturbation should be dedicated to full-body masturbation. The object in this kind of masturbation is to play with the sexual tension that develops in self-pleasuring and to delay your ejaculation for as long as you can. Here's how it works. As you become turned on, you build up sexual tension. I want you to move the sexual energy all over your body as you stroke your cock. Touch and pleasure your whole body, feet, nipples, asshole, whatever you got. Make the pleasure last as long as you can. As you approach the point of ejaculation, stop stroking your dick and concentrate your play on those other parts of your body. When the urge to come subsides, you can start to stroke your dick again. Do this over and over until you can last 30 minutes. By the way, some people refer to this as edging or edge play, coming to the edge of coming, as it were, and then backing away. Get it? Got it? Good. The purpose of this exercise, I mean, besides the joy of getting off with your whole body, is to teach your body a different way to respond to cock stimulation. If you practice this method conscientiously, it will increase your sexual stamina when you are with a partner too. I also have in mind a swell toy that will help you overcome your premature ejaculation. I've recently discovered an ideal device to help you or anyone else who wants to last longer. As you may already know, I'm doing product reviews on my site these days. I'll be posting reviews of all kinds of adult products, sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, fetish gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Well, my most recent review is of a male's masturbator called the Fleshlight. You can read the entire review by clicking on the product reviews tab at the top of drdicksexadvice.com. But to make a very long story short, the Fleshlight, as I said, is a male masturbator. But it's a very unique one. Here's what I wrote in my review, and I quote, "I always like to take my time with a new toy, you know, to get a sense of how these things work and feel. This was particularly the way to go with the Fleshlight. Masturbating with one of these puppies has several advantages to your basic hand job. First, there is a delightful silkiness and a tight, consistent pressure on your cock throughout each stroke. In this regard, plugging a Fleshlight is very different than plugging any human orifice I know, but that's not a bad thing, mind you. Consider the guy who is dealing with premature ejaculation, for example. I'm positive that if he used a Fleshlight to train himself to last longer, he'd have way more success than if he were just using his hand. This is the ideal device for practicing delaying one's orgasm, and you can bank on that." End of quote. Now, when you're having sex with your partner, do the same thing as when you're doing your full-body masturbation. Spread that sexual energy around. Don't focus on your pud. Concentrate on stalling your orgasm through the techniques you've learned in your self-pleasuring. If you're getting close to coming, pull out of penetration until you regain control, then reinsert. This is going to take some practice, but I think it's worth the effort. Once you've mastered this, there are more advanced techniques that I can turn you on to as well. One final thing. If you are concerned about the amount of pleasure you can provide, short fuse or not, I always encourage the men I work with in my private practice to look to pleasuring their partners before they even get warmed up themselves. But even after you come, you still have a mouth and hands and fingers with which to pleasure your partner. So there's never an excuse to leave a partner unsatisfied, regardless of your own sexual response cycle. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number again? Why, it's 866-422-5680. Again, 866-422-5680. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Next, we hear from Seth, who's 31 and writes from Las Vegas. My girlfriend has told me that her last boyfriend was very naughty in bed, and very good as well. Just wondering if you had any advice on how to follow up such an intense sexual relationship. Naughty or intimate or whatever. Thanks, SDG. You couldn't have asked a more appropriate question for this particular podcast, my friend. You know how I said at the beginning of the show that today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library? Well, darling, have I got news for you. Let me show you and the rest of my audience around this marvelous resource. First, you're going to have to mosey on over to the Video On Demand tab right there on the top of drdicksexadvice.com. Once you click through to that page, all you have to do is click on the banner and voila! You're immediately taken to the video library itself. If you don't know how a pay-for-view setup works, just click on the How It Works tab and read all about it. If you're already familiar with this sort of video on demand thingy, then you're ready to go. Here's what you do. In the Search Movies field, under Title, I suggest that you type in keywords like sexual secrets, sex skills, women's sexual satisfaction, best sexual positions, sexual massage, what women really want, you know, things like that. Each of those searches will take you to a specific video title. Once on that particular title's page, you can read more about the particular vid. You can choose to watch by the minute, you can rent the entire video for an extended period of time, or even download to own the blasted thing. It's that amazing. Further down the page, you will see the scenes from the video you've chosen. Here, you have the option of watching only the scenes that appeal to you and nothing more. You can search by studio and or by director. I have a couple of recommendations for this kind of search too. If you're searching by studio, look for Access Instructional Media or anything with Nina Hartley. You can also search by category too. Look for instructional. There is a wealth of information available to you for mere pennies. Check out these titles. Personal Touch 3, Exploring the Big O. Nina Hartley's Advanced Guide to Anal Sex for Men and Women. Personal Touch 2, Seeking Monogamy Without Monotony. Pinkies, Dick Sucking for Dumbasses. I love that one. Nina Hartley's Guide to the Perfect Orgy. Tristan Taramino's Expert Guide to Oral Sex. Nina Hartley's Guide to Stripping for Your Partner. Nina Hartley's Guide to Sex for the Bi-Curious Woman. How to Perform a Hand Job. How to Perform a Foot Job. Tracy Kent's Cross-Dressing Lesson. How to Perform a Prostate Massage. Playboy's Ultimate Sensual Massage. Nina Hartley's Guide to Threesomes, Two Guys and a Girl. Anal Sex Secrets. The Fine Art of Cunnilingus. Nina Hartley's Guide to Multiple Orgasms. How to Use Sounds. That's urethra dilators, not moans and groans. Guide to Dirty Dancing. Makeup Classes for Crossdressers and Transvestites. A Guide to Fuck Parties. And that, my friend, is just the beginning. And here's a tip, Seth. Why not check out some of these titles with your girlfriend? Don't be afraid to ask her for a little direction on finding precisely the sorts of things that might interest her. If, as you say, she is more sexually experienced than you, then by all means, allow her to take the lead. This in no way insinuates that you are less a man for doing this. Rather, it will mark you as an open-minded, sexually progressive fellow who wants to learn. No woman will be able to resist that, I promise you. Finally, I encourage you to keep things playful. even as you learn. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number again? Why, it's 866-422-5680. Write it down. 866-422-5680. Next, we hear from Doug, who's 58 and writes from San Diego. Hi, I need some help. I had my prostate removed due to prostate cancer. I feel I've lost my manhood. I don't experience hard-ons anymore. My penis is dead. This is truly uncanny. In the past week alone, I've received similar email from four different people. Each had a very different presenting problem, but all were experiencing very similar sexual issues. Get this. I heard from a woman in Japan who is recovering from a radical mastectomy. I heard from a guy in San Francisco who is recovering from a serious meth addiction. A young wife, a mother in North Carolina, wrote to tell me about her husband and the father of her two kids, who has returned from Iraq a basket case. And now, you, Doug. It's astonishing that despite the dramatic differences in the life stories of each of my correspondents, all of you report pretty much the same thing. You feel less than whole, disconnected from your sexuality, and devoid of any real intimacy or meaningful sexual outlet. I mean, this is so amazing how, despite our unique individual difficulties, there is often a universal response to life's troubling complexities. Regaining a sense of sexual self after prostate surgery or any of the other problems I mentioned above is an arduous but rewarding task. With your self-confidence in the toilet and zero libido to boot, I suggest that you begin your outreach by connecting with others similarly challenged as you. In your case, it would probably be other cancer survivors. More likely than not, they will be a whole lot more sympathetic to your issues. Sometimes, people who have yet to experience a life-threatening disease or a disfiguring surgery don't have a clue about how to interact with those who have. It's not their fault, really. It's just the way things are. I suggest looking into a support group if you haven't done so already. Once you make that connection, you will find that you are not alone. Other people similarly challenged as you are experiencing many of the same things you are. And to my mind, it's much easier to face and handle life's difficulties when surrounded and supported by others. Next, I suggest that you first try connecting with people on a sensual level as opposed to a sexual level. I firmly believe in massage as the best way to accomplish this. Think about it. Imagine the good you'll be able to do for others as well as yourself with therapeutic touch. And in my book, that also includes sensual touch. It will soothe so much more than the jangled nerves and disrupted muscle tissue caused by radical invasive surgeries. It gives the one doing the touch a renewed sense of him or herself as a pleasure giver, which is totally important to us all. And when you receive touch, it will begin to reawaken sensory perceptions you thought were lost for good. And your libido, as well as your erection, will bloom again, I promise. To keep that stiffy going, I encourage you to use a cock ring. Now, if you feel that your massage skills aren't up to par, why not take a class or a workshop in massage? You might want to look into something like the Body Electric School of Massage. They have loads of training options. And learning is a hands-on experience. What could be more liberating than that? If a class is a bit too intimidating at first, you might want to consider purchasing a book on massage. There are two exceptionally great ones to choose from in Dr. Dick's stockroom. Look for the My Stockroom tab at the top of drdicksexadvice.com. The first book is Male Erotic Massage by Ray Stubbs. This is a holistic approach to body work, including the sexual and spiritual aspects of male erotic massage. There are over 200 photographs in this volume that reveal both massage techniques and the beauty of male body embracing the male body. The strength, the joy, the gentleness, the ardor, the tenderness, the equanimity, the pleasure, they are all included. The second title is Erotic Massage, The Touch of Love, also by Ray Stubbs. This is a more inclusive volume of erotic massage. It describes long flowing strokes for the whole body, including female and male genitals. By the way, this is the very first massage book to explicitly illustrate genital massage. The techniques described are simple and easy to perform. It's superbly illustrated, and the text is both tender and playful. Finally, Your Gift of Massage is the ideal way to connect with another human being, be it friend, family member, lover, or even a stranger. Your touch can be either seductive or non-seductive, or maybe a little bit of both. You can count on this purposeful touching to open all kinds of new doors for you. You'll discover new pleasures, both subtle and profound, as you give as well as receive the touch. I encourage you to push beyond the isolation I know you are feeling, Doug. Purposeful touching, like massage, will change your perceptions about sex, sensuality, and intimacy. And like I said, it will also resurrect your boner. I know this can happen. I've seen it happen. Doug, now it's your turn to make it happen. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number again? It's 866-422-5680. Finally, today we hear from Brian, who's 33, and we don't know where he writes from. Hi, Doc. I was watching some gay porn the other day, and the bottom started to come, and the top slowly pulled out. The bottom had such an explosive orgasm that he started to shake and tremble. I thought he was going to have a seizure. How can I have an orgasm like that? Brian. So you want to come like the pros, huh? Well, that's not a particularly tall order. Just remember that before all those performers in the movies became stars, they were normal people just like you and I. The scene you describe where the bottom is quaking with pleasure as he begins to shoot and the top is pulling out of his ass just in time to hit his prostate at the very same moment is what caused the seizure of ecstasy. If you want to train your ass to give up explosive orgasms like the ones you see in the movies, you'll have to start by making sure your PC muscle is in tip-top shape. Don't know your PC muscle from a hole in your head? Then you haven't been paying attention over here at DrDickSexAdvice.com, because I go on and on about this a couple of times a month at least. Let's start with a bit of an anatomy lesson. You have several pelvic floor muscles. The one we're most concerned with is called the pubococcygeus muscle, or for short, the PC muscle. Get it? Anyhow, it supports and holds in place our internal sex organs in both women and men. This muscle is attached to the front of the pubic bone and goes all the way around to your butthole. When one's PC muscle is taut and toned, a contraction can be felt all over the pelvic area. Cock, cunt, clit, prostate, and asshole. So you see how important this muscle is to performance as well as pleasure for both women and men, right? Now, to keep your PC muscle taut and toned, you do Kegel exercises. What are Kegel exercises, you ask? Sheesh, you haven't been paying attention, have you? Kegels are muscle contraction and relaxation exercises designed to help restore tone to the muscles that surround the opening of your urethra, anus, and, most importantly, your prostate. Let's try this for starters. Imagine that you're trying to stop yourself from farting, or trying to hold your pee. Notice the feeling of squeezing and lifting. It's a sensation of your pelvic muscles tightening and drawing up. Try it now while you're listening to me. That's the beautiful part about Kegels, don't you know? You can do them anywhere, anytime. If you're finding it difficult to isolate the muscle group, insert your finger in your ass before you do a Kegel. If you feel pressure around your finger while you are tensing your PC muscle, then you're on the right track. Here's a starter routine for you to work on. Start with 5 strong, prolonged squeezes. Hold for 5 seconds, then relax. Then do a series of 10 rapid contractions in a row. Doing 3 sets of these 2 types of Kegels twice a day for a week is your goal. Let's go over that one more time. Start with 5 strong, prolonged squeezes. Hold 4, 3, 2, 1. Now relax. Then do a series of 10 rapid contractions in a row. Doing 3 sets of these 2 types of Kegels twice a day for a week is your goal. When you've accomplished this, you're ready to increase the set to 8 or 10 prolonged squeezes and 20 rapid contractions in a set twice a day for a week. The advanced Kegler is able to vary the type and duration of his or her PC, squeezing slow and prolonged clenches to quick flutters. If you really want to pump things up, use a small dildo or a butt plug when you are practicing your Kegels. These will help you zero in on your prostate so that you'll get a sense of what all these exercises are actually doing for you. Finally, I encourage you to hop on over to Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. Look for the Video On Demand tab right there at the top of drdicksexadvice.com. And once there, I want you to go and search for How to Perform a Prostate Massage. This is a delightful video that will teach you everything you need to know about prostate pleasuring. Good luck. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I'm so glad you could join me. Tune in next week for more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home. With just a little prompting from you, they're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business. Check it out. You'll find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video On Demand. There is no membership fee. This is a pay-per-minute kind of deal. Remember that your pay-per-view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty sweet, huh? I want to take a moment before we conclude to alert you to a new feature on DrDickSexAdvice.com. It's the product review page. That's right, sex fans. Now you can see what's hot and what's not in adult products. From time to time, I'll be posting reviews of all kinds of adult products. Sex toys for sure, but also condoms and lubes and fetish gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Look for the product reviews tab at the top of DrDickSexAdvice.com. And look for Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. You'll find me in the podcast section, obviously. And then just search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. Don't forget to subscribe. Until next week, remember, sex is good, And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.